Usko Akili Awor Nadini. We live in each other's shadows. We shield each other and rely on each other for shelter. That sentiment is as apt now as it was then, as we draw strength from one another as neighbours, partners, and above all, friends.
And that was Prince Harry himself speaking Irish, even better than I do, at the British Ambassador's residence in Glencairn in Sandyford in Dublin yesterday. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex are on their very first international trip as a loved-up married couple, and they chose Dublin for their first trip. The visit will be a dry run for the pair ahead of their overseas tour of Australia, Fiji, Tonga and New Zealand in October. Huge crowds of local Irish people came out to wave and cheer, and I'm delighted to say, folks, that our very own royal watcher himself, Mr. Henry McKay, was there to soak up the atmosphere. All you have to do, folks, is listen to the accent and you know why. Henry, who did you meet?
Well, Paul, you're right. You're watching. You're hanging around and you're watching because the excitement around this couple, it's showbiz, it's Hollywood, it's royalty, you name it, it's everything.
You were moved.
Moved by the guards, more like. So many young girls dressed up as princesses, getting quite excited, trying to get a glimpse of a real-life prince and princess. And that embassy, the British embassy, the residence is there right beside the Lewis stop. So, the Lewises were going past, the Garda helicopter was going overhead, and then the actual royal couple arrived.
Oh, it's very exciting. It's really nice that they've come so local to visit. No, we're really lucky on such a nice evening.
My daughter there is 8 and she's a huge Meghan Markle fan.
Really excited.
So your daughter has done a sign that says, what does it say?
I'm a big fan.
So you are a big fan.
It's in her writing.
Isla, you're 7. Do you like princes and princesses?
Yeah.
What do you like about them?
That they wear pretty dresses.
And there's cheering as Harry and Meghan arrive. That's them there waving. So you got to see Harry and Meghan. What was it like?
It just went by so fast. I got on Snapchat though, so I'll have a look back.
It's on Snapchat
got a
already.
Wave. It is on Snapchat.
I got a photo of a black window.
The girls were all excited to see a real prince.
We got to see them waving.
And what did you think of seeing Harry and Meghan in the flesh?
It was really weird, like, to see them in person because, like, you see them on the TV the whole time and, like, she's so, like, pretty and nice.
It was cool. It was a really great experience to see Meghan and Prince Harry.
Huge excitement there from the local people of Sandyford in Dublin, both young and old, Henry. But now, you didn't get to meet them yet.
They're still today,
and they probably will be meeting you, probably for a private audience. But you did get to meet people who did meet them.
I did. And there's so much excitement. So many people were lucky enough. 300 people from the arts, from the media, you name it, including Vicky Phelan. She said she was gobsmacked because the princess or the duchess knew her story. And also Draco got to ask the question, is football coming home? And we suggest he said he wasn't sure. But yeah, Brian O'Driscoll and Emo Heumann were there. Also, DJ Louise McSharry was there also. And Green Party leader Eamon Ryan and a few other well-known voices.
So it was very friendly. And
what was said? Did you tell them about recycling or anything like that?
No, I told them actually about, very Irish, my brother was married to Damien West and Dominic West's sister, Jacinta. And I told them, and they're friends of his. So we had friends in common.
Enda Kenny hanging out with the Duchess and the Prince. What was it like for them? What was it like for you?
I wouldn't call it hanging out. I was privileged to be asked to attend. Quite a number of people there from all walks of life. But I think it's all part of the continuous cementing of the relationships between Great Britain and Ireland, which was begun indeed by our own two Lady Presidents, Mary Robinson and Mary McAleese, and really came to a head then when Her Majesty the Queen came to Ireland in 2011 and was followed by the reciprocal visit of our own Uthra and Michael D. Higgins. So at that level, the relationships are very good, the understanding is very strong, and it's important that the younger generation of the royal family, Prince William and Kate and Harry and Meghan, continue that.
My name is Sinead Burke and I had the pleasure and privilege of meeting the Duchess of Sussex this evening and got to speak with her about the importance of design, education, inclusion and equality for all. It was a treat and a real privilege to be able to sit and listen to her thoughts on all of these issues.
Now, Sinead Burke there, academic writer and advocate. Now, Henry, you met another man who needs no introduction.
Yeah.
And he's Ireland's answer to royalty. Would that be
well, you could say, yeah, he is Ireland's royalty. He is Ireland's only prince.
My name is David Norris, member of the Senate. I've just come out of Glencairn.
And Meghan Markle had the privilege to meet you.
Well, she was absolutely lovely. She was really nice. I was put standing with a very nice young man called Stephen, who's in a wheelchair for, I think, the last 14 years. A lovely young fellow. And he was terrific, the way he engaged with her about people with disabilities and the difficulties they have in travelling and all this kind of stuff. But he wanted, really, to talk to Harry. He wanted me to grab Harry, but I thought, well, I'm not going to break protocol like that. Didn't stop him. He shouted out, Harry! Harry! Harry walked right past him. See, I knew they would, because I've been to these things before, and they divide up the territory. You know, he does every second one, and she does the intervening ones.
It was great to shake her hand.
It was a hand, you know. There was nothing frightfully royal about the hand, but she was a nice young woman, intelligent and so on. And he made a rather witty speech, you know, and he spoke Irish. And it wasn't just a gweeny ooshlo that the Queen said. He gave a couple of damn good phrases.
So his Irish was good?
It wasn't bad at all. And he did this thing, you know, that we live in each other's shadow, Os Gaeilge. Got a great cheer.
Whatever about being Ireland's prince, he was certainly the man who should be Ireland's president. Where does the royal tour go on to this morning now, Henry?
Well, Paul, it's going to be in the Auras, and we're not sure exactly what's going to happen there. Perhaps Meghan will be able to stroke those beautiful dogs, Croke Park, Trinity College, Dog Patch Labs for startups, the Epic, the Emigration Museum. Then they fly out this evening before England play Croatia, before football comes home.
Oh, they're going before the big match.
Well, yeah, we understand they're going to actually...
It would be great if they were here for that. There's so much antipathy towards England at the moment out there.
It would be great if we all sat down and watched it together. I think people are coming round to supporting England. And I think Harry, you know, being the diplomat, being here on an official visit, he is, you know, tight-lipped about that game. So they're going to be gone, I think, by about 5 this evening. So watch out in Dublin. You might see them.
But Henry is going to stay as part of the entourage. You're rushing off now. You're wearing your royal braces, I see, this morning. Congratulations on that.
I am. I'm actually going to... I think I'm going to go to the Auras, and I'm going to be there as part of that 200 media strong, you could say, bunch of hacks from all over the world, from Australia,
Canada, America.
Dangerous
to have so many hacks
America.
On their own unattended.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's lots of guards around. Anyway, folks, Henry McKean will be continuing to report on the royal visit, and you can hear his report again tonight on The Hard Shoulder from about 4 p.m. And our other reporter, Paul Quinn, who's also covering this big event, he's going to be speaking to Pat Kenny live from Croke Park as the royal couple's visit continues. Thanks for that, Henry, and you have a really good day and enjoy yourself out there.
And same.